Rolling right along, Thursday on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260 is game day. Oilers taking on the Dallas Stars, who are struggling in 2016. Stars, losers of 7 of their 8 games. The only win they have is coming in a shootout. So who knows? Maybe the Oilers can actually go into Dallas and defeat them. We shall see. We'll get more on that. But first, a day late because yesterday we jumped out early. We have a Workout Wednesday, a day late, brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to customfit.ca. Is Jeff Woods, over 20 years in the biz, helping us out once again. Woodsy, how you doing?
Very good, Mr. Greger. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Interesting thing I want to discuss today, because sadly, I think it impacts a lot of our listeners at different times in their life, back pain, you know, whether it's work, from athletics, or what have you. And it, I guess the first question I have is, why do so many people suffer from back pain?
Well, good question. And there's probably a few things that would cause back pain. So it might be a genetic predisposition, Greger. So maybe you've got something like scoliosis or a lordosis, which is just an uncommon, like, lateral shift of the spine. So it's hard to be stable and sometimes engage in physical activity when you've got that type of curvature in your spine. Maybe it's taking part in risky behaviors, an accident, for example. The risky behaviors might be, you know, something like fighting, you know, or contact sports, where you get some sort of blunt force trauma to the back or to the spine. That's obviously going to be painful, and it could be an ongoing, you know, problem as a result. This is an interesting one, but poor dietary habits. You can sometimes get some allergic, or not allergic reactions, but inflammatory responses from eating a highly processed diet, for example. So that can create some pain. If you overeat and you end up putting on a lot of weight in the abdominal region, that added weight on the front side of your spine kind of hyperextends your lower back, so you can get some pain that way.
Okay.
And then this one is really important. Sometimes when we lift things, if we're lifting incorrectly, we create what we call shear force, and that's just like two opposing forces. So if you're lifting a weight off the ground, for example, the weight's pretty intense on staying on the ground, and you're trying to lift it up. That's the opposing force. If your legs are too straight, your knees specifically, you can create a shear force that can maybe throw a disc out, and you can get a bulging disc, and that's very painful. So those might be the probabilities.
Now, lack of exercise, I'm guessing, is going to be one as well, strictly because some people don't have, you know, their muscles are weak and they don't stabilize their spine.
Critical. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've talked about this before, you and I, where, you know, it could be your traps, that's the muscles up behind your neck or your rhomboids. They could be weak. And then you've got some parts of your back muscles like working overtime to compensate. So that could certainly create back pain.
Now, obviously, if you have back pain, you know, maybe you take a day off. You go see the doctor, of course, if it's very serious. But, you know, you focus a lot on, you know, movement to rehab, right, for a lot of the back pain. Because a lot of times, you know, people are looking and say, well, you know what, I'm not overweight. I don't have any risky behaviors. I don't have a birth defect. Yet, I've got muscle tightness leading to a lot of my back pain. And a lot of times, Jeff, from what I've understood about back pain, is a lot of times, while we feel, you know, the pain in our lower back region, that's not necessarily where it starts from. That's not really, like, that's where we feel it, but that's not the area that's actually the problem.
Well, it might not be, Greger, and you're absolutely right. So it could be a referred pain. So you might have a problem in your glute or your hamstring, for example, and those areas aren't firing properly to stabilize long bones in your legs, for example, and it can put some stress on your spinal erectors because they're not working in conjunction with each other. And your spinal erectors, those are the muscles that run on either side of your spine, they should work in conjunction with your glutes and hamstrings to sort of stabilize your spine. So again, if it's all not interacting well together, again, it could create back pain. But you're right, the weak link might be the hamstring. And it's interesting, Greger, too, you know, as I was looking at research for our conversation today, it doesn't seem to matter, you know, what type of exercise or even the intensity of the exercise. As long as you're consistent with some sort of daily movement, okay, whether it's walking, running, biking, a little bit of yoga, it seems to have a very positive effect on minimizing back pain because you're stimulating those muscles that stabilize your spine, even doing the most simplistic daily function. And it's a whole lot better for you long term than taking pain medication to look after back pain long term. So movement is certainly a much better idea.
Jeff Woods joins us from Custom Fit, talking about working out. We're talking about back pain. And a lot of time, preventative measures is a big one because people are like, well, I don't have back pain now. Well, you know, usually that's the case for a lot of people, but eventually over time, it becomes their, you know, lack of stability, lack of strength and everything. And the key thing, I remember you telling me, I want to say 6 months ago, you'd mentioned the biggest mistake most of us make when it comes to working out or just stabilizing a lot of times our spine is we think our spine is our upper body, so we think we need to do upper body stuff for it. But realistically, for back stuff, you should start from the ground up.
You should. You know, Gregor, I am so impressed that you actually listen to me. That's exactly where you should start. And here's why. So when we're talking about shear force, and when most people bend over to pick something up, their knees are quite straight. And it's a function of not having great mobility in the knees or the hips because they have never learned how to do a nice, deep, functional squat. If you cannot squat through a full range of motion, it's highly probable that you're going to have some sort of injury to your back doing the most menial task around your house. And again, if you can squat down to the ground, you can get a weight load very close to you and pick it up properly and reduce that shear force scenario where you're going to be less likely to hurt your back and have a bulging disc. So doing variations of squats, whether it's like a walking lunge, a step up onto a bench, just doing even body weight squats, and I mean deep, full range, like your hip is going down well below your knee when you do a squat, then chances are you're going to be very healthy, very functional, and be able to maintain a good, healthy back as you get older.
Now, interesting you mentioned your hip going below your knee. A lot of people that, you know, depends on who you talk to, that, oh, that's unsafe. Can you debunk that myth?
Yeah, I can. And here's the thing. That joint, your knee specifically, is very capable of that kind of flexion. There is absolutely no problem going that deep. And I know a lot of people worry because they've been told at some point that your knee should not extend out over top of your toe when you're doing a lunge or a squat. Well, that's complete bunk. The knee functions through that range of motion, and you should test it to make it strong through a full range of motion, and it will encourage better back health as a result.
And it's funny, you know, I watch my young son Beckadoos too, and you know, he's in a squat position all the time and looks very comfortable, and he's not even thinking about it. Like, our bodies are, we had that way, as every child has that, and slowly over time we tighten up, probably more now than ever, because we're such a static society. We sit down way more at work. It's not like in the caveman days or even in the early 1900s where people had to, you know, you're walking everywhere, you know, you're doing way more physical activity. So this is something that our body actually is accustomed to. Too, right? So, well, it might be tough to get your body to get used to it again. Ultimately, you're not going to do any damage if you slowly get yourself back into deep squatting, correct?
No, not at all, Gregor. And you hit it on the head. The most important thing is to just progress slowly. So if you're an individual who has a sedentary job and you're sitting around a lot, and the science again sort of dictates that the average individual nowadays is kind of sitting for about 10 hours a day, whether it's watching a little TV at home in the evening and your work day, doing any, you know, computer work. So that's why our hips and everything else get tightened up. But again, even if you've been out of the fitness game for a long time, you can work on just going to, you know, like the sit position, and then you're going to work a little bit on going a little bit below the sit position. And even if you have to hold on to something at first, like, do what you have to do to encourage a full range of motion without pain. And I guess setting up with a physiotherapist, even a chiropractor, a good trainer, they can help to assess where your present level of ability is and then properly progress your squat technique and range of motion over time so that you're not going to get hurt.
Jeff Woods joins us. One last one for you about the, you know, now, if you have a chronic back pain beyond exercise, what are some things that you feel can help at least reduce the pain?
Okay, good question. Your mattress, Gregor. So again, make sure that you've got a decent mattress to accommodate your height and your weight. I mean, if you're a very tall man, for example, and you're trying to sleep in a queen size bed or smaller, I mean, it makes sense you might be uncomfortable. Number two, flip your mattress from time to time so it's not sagging. So that will help. And number three, try to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. If you're getting less than 6 hours sleep, for more than 21 days, you have the cognitive function of an individual who might be legally impaired. That's how important your sleep is. But a lack of sleep also just encourages greater body pain throughout your body, not just your back. So sleep is imperative. The other thing, high heel shoes, even men who might wear like lifts, that sort of thing, the higher the heel, typically the higher the amount of back pain or the probability of back pain. So flatter shoes might have a positive influence on no back pain. And then beyond that, Gregor, just make sure that you practice good lift technique. The closer a weight load is to your body, if you have to do some sort of task, the safer that you're going to be picking it up. The further away it is and you're trying to pick it up, the greater a risk to your back as far as an injury goes.
So no extended arms is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to keep the weight load really close. Get it, squat deep, keep it close, and then lift with your legs. Get lots of flexion in your knees.
Lots of squats. Lunges as well, helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. Anything that forces the knee and hip to work together.
Woods, as always, appreciate your stuff, man. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gregor. Take care.
That's Jeff Woods from Custom Fit. Want to check them out, customfit.ca. They can help you get on a program to feel better, eat better. They do it all at customfit.ca. We are live at Auto City Edmonton, St. Albert Trail, and 131st Avenue. We will take a quick break. Bronte is going to join us on the other side. Also, we'll preview the Oilers as they are in Dallas tonight to take on the struggling Dallas Stars. In 2016, Oilers have won more games than the Stars thus far. So despite their place in the standings right now, they are struggling a little bit. Let's get to Mageau Sports Center update, brought to you by First Round. Two locations, West Edmonton Mall and Bourbon Street. And now the brand new one, downtown 104th Ave and 112th Street. Your place to watch the game tonight, it's First Round.